Introduction to 10-minute speaker. Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Kate T. from Ocean Beach.
Hi. I'm Kate from Ocean Beach, and I'm an alcoholic. Welcome to the newcomers, and happy birthday to everybody that took a token. And thank you, Damien, for asking me to be the 10-minute speaker, and Nikki for your facilitation in that. There's a microphone right here. Oh, my gosh. I was thinking about it a minute ago. The last time I was in front of a microphone in front of the people, I think it was Wing Night in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was karaoke, and I was singing Baby Got Back, Sir Mix-a-Lot. So this is different than that, and I can go there. I'm not going to, but I'm not going to. Okay, so that was one of my nights. That was probably like one of the good nights, you know, and I ended up that night, I think by like 10:30, someone put me in the backseat of a car because I drank too much and passed out, and, you know, I ended up back in my house. I don't know how I got there. I don't know who drove, and that was one of the good times. Fast forward 8 years later, my last night of drinking, I drank a lot. I took a lot of pills in Mexico, and woke up to a paramedic standing over me with an IV hanging from a coat rack, and I didn't know what had happened. I didn't know really where I was, and that was November 24th, 2011, so my sobriety date is 11-25-11, and I identify myself as an alcoholic because I drink for the effect, and I can't stop when I get started, and it doesn't matter what it is, what substance. You know, I participated in a lot of those things. Drinking was not the only thing, and so I was on a fast track to dying, and I know that. So when I got sober, I was scared. I was really afraid because I had drank and drugged myself close to death. And so it was smashed, you know, that idea was smashed. And so what happens next? And that was a really scary place for me. I ended up going to a treatment center, and in treatment I found out I was preggo. That was cool. takes me right out of myself. You know, it's not just about me anymore. And so I had to get busy. And for those that are new, I really remember what it's like getting sober. It is painful. I was detoxing off a lot of drugs and alcohol. And so, like, that physical withdrawal was just intense and stinky and nasty, and I was uncomfortable in my skin all the time. And once I got past that, I was still uncomfortable, and I was more uncomfortable because it was like the physical was over, and now I was stuck with me, and I didn't have any tools when I got sober. I was really angry. I was really afraid. And so in treatment, you know, I did get, like, I was there for 3 months, and they told me, when you get out, you have to find a sponsor. You have to start working your steps. You have to go to meetings, and you have to do this thing like your life depends on it. And so that's what I did, because I had no other ideas. I was done. And so I got busy in the steps, and I found a sponsor immediately who walked me through those steps. And it changed my life. I clearly remember distinctly, like, step three, because I was really angry with God, so I had, like, a yelling match with him, like, outside my house. I was just pissed off, you know, that, like, my life was like it was, and this, you know, why, and I had no answers, and my sponsor told me, you know, you have to go to God. And I wasn't too thrilled about that, but that was all that was left. And so I remember step three. And then obviously, you know, the step four, the inventory, and cleaning house. And I had to do a lot of inventory because I was really angry and scared. And I had to see those character defects on paper and then share that with her. And that brought a lot of humility. And I remember distinctly step six and seven because I just I couldn't get out of myself. And my sponsor suggested that, you know, I was complaining a lot because I'm a mom of two little girls, and there weren't a lot of meetings with childcare, and I just kept complaining about it. And she was like, you know, it's not that hard, Kate, just start one. And I was like, that's possible. But I did it, you know, because I needed that. I needed to get busy and get out of myself. And so, so I started a mom sober AA group in Ocean Beach, and we meet in a park, and our kids come, and it's beautiful, and magic happens. And so six and seven, and the amends was freedom for me. The amends was cleaning, you know, the wreckage and making right all the wrongs that I had accumulated over my drinking and using, and that brought back a lot of self-esteem. You know, I felt I wasn't that girl anymore. You know, I was able to make amends to those people and be the Kate that I am now. And now, you know, I'm in 10, 11, 12, and that's an everyday thing. And like today, I had to admit to my boyfriend that I was really self-absorbed and selfish. And, you know, there's like, I do it because I know that's what's happening. And I'm like, I don't want to. But then when I admit that, you know, that I still have character defects, I get relief. And that relief is why I'm here, because that is why I drank, and that is why I did drugs, and that is why I was just a tailspin tornado. And so if you're new and you're uncomfortable and you don't know what to do, you're in the right place, and you're among some of the most courageous people I know, because getting sober is not for the faint at heart. Takes a lot of strength and courage, and so welcome. And I suggest you get busy and get a sponsor and a fellowship and get to meetings and get to work in steps and get out of yourself, because that's where a lot of my relief comes from. You know, I get out of my head, and I do work. I have a sponsee, and yeah, and so life is happening. It still happens, but I am getting healthier about dealing with life, and it's relief and it's peace, and it's worth a little bit of work. So I'm just going to end with this. I found this when I was preparing for this. You know how we like to prepare, but well, I do. And I wrote this, I guess, in rehab. I'm not sure where I saw it or who told it to me, but it's anonymous. So, God didn't promise days without pain, laughter without sorrow, or sun without rain, but he did promise strength for the day, comfort for the tears, and light for the way. If God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. That's it. Thank you.